here's a story from The World.
Chile could be on the verge of some major political changes. A new constitution will be put to the test in a referendum early next month. On paper, the document is one of the most progressive constitutions in the world, but it's far from clear whether voters in Chile are going to support it. The World's Tipi Saizea has more.
Hundreds of thousands of Chileans took the streets in 2019.
In Chile, the country's president declared a state of emergency after violent protests in the capital.
It started as a protest against fare hikes for public transportation, and it turned into a national movement demanding all kinds of reforms on healthcare, women's rights, indigenous rights, education, and the environment. These proposals took shape in a new draft of the country's constitution. In a referendum 2 years ago, 80% of voters said they were unhappy with the old constitution. It goes back to the 1980s when dictator Augusto Pinochet was in power.
This constitution was enacted in the middle of this authoritarian and very repressive regime where people didn't have any right to participate in how the constitution was drafted.
Marian Gonzalez is a professor of legal history at the University of Chile.
So this is a constitution that was meant to ensure the legacy of the dictatorship, a system where the state has been reduced to its minimum expression, where the market is the best distributor of rights and of wealth. And of course, this system has proved to basically create a very, very unequal society.
It took a year for a specially elected assembly to come up with a new draft of the constitution. The document was presented to the public a month ago. And to understand how different this new constitution is, I talked to Pablo Abufon. He's a political activist with a group called Solidaridad.
It becomes a constitution that enshrines that the purpose of the state is to guarantee social rights and to guarantee that people can exercise those rights, especially through public national systems for healthcare, education, housing.
He says this new constitution would protect reproductive rights, women, indigenous peoples, and the LGBTQ community. It also prioritizes the protection of natural resources. For example, it would prohibit the privatization of water rights.
Taking that from the domain of private corporations, it means that finally Chile is going to be able to start deciding where it wants to go in terms of the use of natural resources.
Abufon says this new constitution would bring profound and much needed change in Chile, but its approval is anything but certain. Public opinion seems to be turning against it. So what happened? For starters, Pablo Abufon says there is a misinformation campaign underway from political opponents.
They claim that people are going to lose their homes because the constitution says housing is a human right. So they say, well, this means that they're going to take your house and give it to someone else. So it's basically a campaign based on lies.
But Professor Marian Gonzalez points out that the new proposed constitution is long at 178 pages and confusing to a lot of people. She says terms like gender neutrality might not be familiar to some voters. And she says some of the proposed changes might seem unrealistic.
If you establish the right to internet access, that should be ensured by the state. But if the state doesn't have the capacity to ensure those rights, then what does that mean, you know, for the new constitution? So basically, it's making promises that it won't be able to keep.
Cristóbal Bellolio teaches political science at the Adolfo Ibáñez University in Chile. He says he's disappointed with the people who drafted this new constitution.
They were very adversarial, confrontational, with this very populist narrative, like divide the people between like good and bad, us versus them, instead of integrate people from the right or the center.
Bellolio says the text in this new constitution needs work. But that's not going to happen before September 4th when the referendum takes place. Some experts say it's better to vote yes now and then find a way to make constitutional amendments later. For The World, I'm Tibi Saizea.